Hello and welcome to Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network in the Virtual Tone Studios. Now here are your hosts, Charlie and Eva.
Hey, good evening everyone and welcome to Corporate Talk. The following segment is sponsored by the Vision Up Group. If you're looking to enhance your company, business, career, or even just yourself, let Vision Up turn your visions into real opportunity. Vision Up will never tell you what to do, but will provide the tools you need to do whatever it is you do better. That's visionup.com. Once again, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva. And hello, Eva. How are you?
Hello, Charlie. I'm good, and thank you, everyone, for joining tonight. It's going to be a really good show. I'm pumped.
Yeah,
as usual.
Yes, because I had a bad day. And
yes, you did.
We are now broadcasting back in our secure bunker together, which is a good thing, and I'm happy to be here. So this will be fun. You know, one thing I want to discuss before we bring out our fantastic guest, which I'm real excited about meeting and sharing with our listeners, but I wanted to talk about what took place without going into too much detail today in a toxic work environment. There were some major confrontational issues. And I bring it up only because in the past we've had guests that were talking about bullying in the workplace, okay? And one of the things they were saying is your company may not have a policy against bullying because it just doesn't exist. So you need your own network. You need a support network. So if you're being bullied at work, you need to immediately have a network around you that you could lean on and discuss. And we talked about the bully, the bystander, and the victim, right?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
That's exactly right.
And the network you build from are basically the bystanders. Well, let me tell you, as adults, I found myself bullied inches away from a bully. And my support network basically bailed on me out of the same fear, okay? And I was left one-on-one. So, you know, when all else fails, there's a couple of things I want to bring up, right? Today what I did was I basically threw down my arms. I took out my ID. I unplugged my laptop. I was totally unarmed in the room. I told them, this is not acceptable behavior, therefore have a nice day because I don't need to be here. And I left the building. And by the time I got home, I was told that that person was terminated on the spot and escorted out of the building. And I'm just saying that because there are things we can do without, you know, crossing the line without being physically engaged, without screaming back, without fighting fire with fire. There are things we can do for our own safety and our own integrity. But we have to take the action, and it takes courage to do that. But when you do, you realize it's the right thing. And I just want to share that. I think we're all victims at times, and there's no reason for it, and it should not be tolerated ever, ever.
No, I absolutely agree. It should never be tolerated, and there shouldn't be any tolerance for it in the workplace. And this person had issues prior to this and had not been terminated at that point, and that's something that I just absolutely don't understand. But
yeah,
that, at least you're home and you're back in the bunker.
I know, and that now I can say what I want. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, so, and that's a whole other show, right? But what we want to do tonight, and I'm excited, I'm letting people take some time to plug in, you know, our guest, who I'll bring out in a second, is relating to her generation, and this is all about, you know, planning your future, and the younger generation is our future, and we are depending on them, so they need support. And they need proper planning, and they need to know There's no reason to panic. And it's okay to regroup, and it's okay to have questions. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is a phenomenal guest with a phenomenal product that is available to all of our younger listeners. And even if, you know, we're parents of people in that age bracket, I think this show will be a huge benefit for all. So,
I absolutely agree with that because, you know, sometimes you just don't know. I know a lot of parents whose kids have just left school and they kind of don't know how to help them because every generation has a different struggle when they graduate. And
yeah.
I really like what Lynae's done is she's taken into account all the new age teachings and kind of pulled it all together in a way that speaks to a younger generation. So it's
yep.
great. Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like to do is bring out Lynae. We can meet her and share her story with our listeners. So Lynae, are you with us?
I am, Charlie. How are you?
Well, I'm good. So thanks for being patient through that rant, but it was something I had to say. Welcome to Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva, and we are honored to have you.
Thank you both of you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, this is great. You know, I have to say I wanted to save it in case we had someone ask this question, but I'm going to say it up front, and then I would ask you to share a little bit about yourself. But I want to say up front, one of the things that really I admire about what you're doing is that the overall mission and objective is positive. There's no mm-hmm. there's no know-it-all sarcasm. There's nothing in there but positive reinforcement. I just love it. I encourage everyone to tap into this. This is a great, you're doing a great service.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Lynae Chapman, maybe a website, your book, to get our listeners started here, and then we'll talk some more.
Oh, sure. My name is Lynae, and yeah, my website, as you might guess, is lynaechapman.com. It's spelled L-E-N-N-A-Y. And then Chapman. And I just recently released my very first ebook. It's called Secrets to a Rockin' Life, How to Find Passion, Direction, and Fulfillment After College. And basically what happened was I'm a member of Generation Y. I graduated from college in December of 2009. And I had a really hard time after I graduated. And your story actually just now that you told, Charlie, about being bullied in the workplace, it resonated with me just in the sense that after college when I graduated, it was like all of a sudden there were problems and there was very little support.
Mm.
Like when you go to college, yeah, when you go to college, you still have this big network of support. There are friends in the dorms and teachers and administrators and your parents are still involved. And then after college, you're just kind of released into the world like, okay, you know, you're done now, go... to live the rest of your life. And there are all of these problems such as bullying that people encounter, and there aren't always ways that are set up to handle them. And so essentially that's why I wound up writing my book. There was a good 6 months or so where I just felt like I didn't know what I was supposed to do next. And, of course, there are no answers. There is no one-size-fits-all path after college. And so I finally figured out that it was okay for me to do what I wanted to do. And that was really kind of a turning point. And then after I figured that out and started taking those classes in the law of attraction and studying the principles of manifestation, and I read all of the self-help books out there for recent college grads, and I came up with my own method, my own recommendations for, hey, if you're feeling kind of lost after college and you don't know what to do next, here's a method that you can go through, and it'll help you find your own answers. And so that's what led me to write my book that has just recently been released on Amazon.
Incredible. That's a word from my producer. Incredible. You know, and it's funny, right? Right, Eva? Because we
mm-hmm.
we say things like, oh, God, if we knew then what we know now, right?
right.
And what Eva, what you always tell people, you know, like Kristen and everybody in our world, you always say exactly that. It's okay mm-hmm. to do what you want. right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, now is really the time to do what you want, right, before you get entrenched in doing what you don't want, which a lot of our generation ended up doing because that was what we were taught. It was like, you're not supposed to have fun at work. Work is not about fun. It's about pull up your bootstraps and get cracking. And that's all we did. And then we woke up, you know, in our 40s and 50s and said, what? Where did my life go? And what I'm loving about this new generation and people like you, Lene, is that you guys are showing another generation what to do. Because then what happened is our generation, and I personally don't have children, I have stepdaughters, our generation, what I've seen, tended to be somewhat lenient with their kids and then kind of overschedule them and really expected a lot from them. And then once they were done with school, it's like, okay, fly, be free, when they had really no life skills to kind of fall back on at that point. And they really didn't know what to do because there are so many options, you don't know which option to go after. And so many things can look appealing. Or when you're on Facebook or you're looking at the media or you're reading books, it makes it seem like everybody's got an exceptionally great life except for me. And how am I going to do this, right? I mean, I even feel that sometimes. I thought, wow, if I had had Facebook when I was young, I'm not sure there would be days that I would have gotten out of bed because truly everyone seems like they're doing these amazing things and I'm just sitting here looking at my computer. And so I like the fact that you came up and you wrote a book kind of detailing your own journey because there's nothing more powerful than talking about your own journey, right? Because it's easy to speak to it. It's not always that easy to do it. So having gone through it yourself, you then turned around and said, well, here's what I did. You know, let me show you what I did to get past this. And talk, if you can, Lene, talk a little bit about your early background because you were a super high achiever, it seemed like, prior to when you got a little bit stuck.
Yeah, yeah. That's the early part of my story is kind of interesting because I went to private school, like K through 8, and then I transferred into a public school, and I actually had a really hard time with that transition. I felt like I didn't really make any friends. So I started running cross country, and I really focused on academics. And when I realized that I kind of had a shot at becoming valedictorian of my class, I really got stuck on that idea. And I did everything I could and studied around the clock. I remember being on a bus to a cheerleading, a game that I was about to cheer as a cheerleader. And, like, everybody else was talking and gossiping, reading my U.S. history, my U.S. history text. So, so that was kind of what I was experiencing in high school. And then I graduated valedictorian of my class, and I went to Mexico as an exchange student and learned Spanish. And then after Mexico, I went to school at the Fashion Institute of Technology here in Manhattan. And it was really just what I wanted to do more than anything was work in the fashion industry. And so I had a good deal of success with that. I got various internships everywhere from Catherine Melandrino to a lingerie house. I was doing fashion forecasting in London and studied abroad in Florence for a semester. So all the way up until I was about 22 when I graduated from college, I felt like life just kept getting better and better and more exciting, and I was achieving different things that I set out to achieve. And then after that college graduation, it was like that pivotal point where I felt like, oh, no, my life is getting less exciting now, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Interesting. We have to connect Lene with Danielle DeFortunato, right, Eva, because she's a fashion entrepreneur from Manhattan, who went to Fashion Institute and so on. So she was a guest we had, Lene, a year or so ago. So what's interesting, right, and, you know, I got to say, I want everybody to understand this point because I might say it confusingly, but we need to draw on Lene's expertise and life of achievement, right? Lene was an achiever, marathon runner, cross-country valedictorian when she wanted to plug into academics. But what we got, the takeaway is that's not what we are striving to be. So let's not compare notes, but let's draw on that expertise and learn from the message. And the message is very simple. It's okay to do what you want. I mean, that's my takeaway. Sometimes what happens is, oh, well, yeah, what, you know, she's a Wonder Woman. What do you expect? But we want to learn from her book and her website, and we want to, you know, Lynette, you're in it now, so you're a teammate. And all of our listeners and their families, you know, Lynette is the coach for the Gen Y, so reach out, right? There's a lot that we can gain. This could be a defining moment. You know, I mean, my two daughters went to college. One struggled exactly with, you know, what you're talking about. And had there been a Lene for her, different paths may have been taken, you know, and you want that option. That's all I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want that option. So I guess we overachieved, Eva, and we did most of the talking for the first segment. But we're excited. We're learning a little bit about Lene's background. And when we come back from our break, we'll hear more about some quick tips, her website, and her book. So stay with us. This is Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva, and special guest, Lene Chapman. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be more up to date with the real estate market? Do you have some nagging questions you want answered by experts who don't have anything to gain or lose by telling you a straight answer? Tune in to Fast Talk with Vicki Wachtel and get the latest on this fast-paced market. Start your Mondays off well-informed by listening to Vicki's Tell It Like It Is brand of wisdom. Listen live Mondays, 8:30 a.m. on the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com. Miss the show but want to go back and listen? That's okay. Just visit fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com to catch up on past episodes. Fast Talk Mondays, 8:30 a.m. Central.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com. Let author Charlie Labasco show you how to build a better workplace. Charlie is looking to improve the workplace, and by that he means your relevance in it. Charlie has almost 40 years of experience inside the corporate workplace. He has seen unbelievable, mind-boggling change in technology over the years, but no real change in the day-to-day and sometimes toxic workplace behavior. For more about Charlie and his book, Care, Courage to Take Action Relevant to Everyone, Building a Better Workplace Starts with You, visit charliespeaking.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva, and our guest tonight is Lene Chapman. And Lene is the author of Secrets to a Rocking Life, How to Find Passion, Direction, and Fulfillment After College. And I would say that would apply to any time. But so, Lene, I was just wondering, so let's talk a little bit about the book and what you have in the book, because we talked a little bit about your background. But so here I am. I'm out of school. I'm floundering. I don't really know what to do. You know, what's some of the tips that you have in your book, or where's the first place that I should start?
Yeah, for sure. That first place to start is oftentimes the big mystery.
It is the big mystery. It absolutely is the big mystery, because you have so many options, you don't know where to begin, I think.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I kind of guide readers through a process of just opening up their ways of thinking and realizing there are different ways to think, and the ways that you think will guide your life. And so open yourself up to a new way, because probably whatever you're doing isn't working quite so well.
Right.
And then once we have that openness, I begin to direct readers toward thinking about what they want, because as I was saying, we tend to think a lot about what we should do next or what the, especially whether or not you are an achiever, you wonder, well, what should I do compared to my peers or compared to my siblings? And we don't always take that time to think about what we want. And then even more so, I encourage my readers in at the end of chapter one to spend time actually writing down all the things they want to do, things they want to achieve, things they want to be. And it's kind of a simple exercise, but not many people actually take the time to do it and to do it regularly, because it's not something you just do once in your life and then you're done with, because our goals constantly change and our interests constantly change. So that's the very first step. After that, I get into thinking about like what your values are and how you want to be perceived by others, because you don't want to just go after what you want with a total, you know, in consideration for others or for what effect your actions have. So you definitely want to be in touch with your values, so that they can kind of guide your actions and guide how you're achieving your aims.
And, you know, and I think that's really important, because especially when you're young, you don't think in those types of terms, and you don't tend to think in the long term, and sometimes not even in the short long term. So not, let's say you're 22, you don't necessarily always think even fast forward to 30 or 35. And I like that you bring up the point about values, because a lot of people, even older people, don't necessarily think about that and how they want to be perceived and how they want their life to be and how they want to be remembered. So I think that's a really great point. And writing down the list is huge. And I don't think that people understand how powerful that is. And I'm sure when you first started doing that, were you already a journaler, or did you just start journaling, or was this something new to you, the whole writing aspect of it?
Yeah, actually, growing up, I had been a journaler. I had journaled from the time I was maybe 7 until I was maybe 20.
Wow.
But then during college, I got away from it a little bit. I had moved to the city and was very busy with school and internships, and it just didn't seem important anymore. And then a friend of mine, actually, right before I graduated from college, gave me a Reiki session and gave me an assignment to write down everything that I wanted. And actually, at that point in my life, I didn't. I remember I just couldn't deal with it. I didn't have the maturity or the wherewithal, or I couldn't even face what I wanted. So that's kind of interesting, because sometimes it's not the right time, or we're just not ready for it. So at that point, I wasn't even writing it down or open to writing down the things that I wanted. It wasn't until that time after I had graduated, maybe a year after I had graduated, and I started studying the law of attraction I went to a workshop, and one of the things that we did was list out all the things that we love, which is slightly different, but I realized during that exercise how powerful it is to start thinking for a period of time about one thing, like all the things you want or all the things that you love. And then it gets your mind going and it focuses you on those things. And by bringing that focus onto those things, it's like taking the first step toward actually drawing those things into your life.
And when you were taking the law of attraction, was it like Abraham Hicks classes or was it something different?
I think the first thing I did was a workshop called Activating Love and Abundance. If you live here in Manhattan, you can take the workshop. It's next Tuesday, actually. It happens like once a month.
Kind of love New York, yeah.
And then after that, well, actually at that workshop, I met a guy who gave me a 2-week course called Your Wish is Your Command by a guy named Kevin Trudeau. And that was life-changing, because it gave me a lot of the practices and a lot of the principles that I really wasn't familiar with before. So that was kind of my foundation in the law of attraction. And then later on, I took a class called The Feminine Art of Manifesting by Rose Cole and Gina Dudee. So that was like the third thing I did.
And at that point, did you know about, before you started taking those classes, did you know about law of attraction at all? So you had you been playing with it before that, or were you pretty new to it?
I was pretty new to it. I think I had read part of The Secret, but that might have been just about it.
Okay. And so, yeah, I mean, because that can be so powerful when you first start learning it, especially when you come to it with a really open mind and an open heart. And you start writing everything down and you start doing the, start getting to that feel better place, right? And you start working the law of attraction from a place of feelings. And I love that you were, that you actually took Reiki because, you know, Charlie, I was just thinking back to like when we were young. I mean, there was no one talked Reiki back then. And now it's such a common thing. I just think it's really great to start tapping into all these different modalities that we can use and to start really coming up with
what Reiki is.
Go ahead, Charlie.
No, because I don't know. That's all.
Oh, can you, Lynnae, can you explain a little bit about Reiki? I mean, neither one of us are Reiki masters, but
I'm not either, and I literally only had that one session that I referenced, but it's kind of like a type of body work similar to massage, but it's either a light, like gentle touch or no touch at all, and it's like an energy transference. And I do remember when I was getting it, you're like laying on a massage table and someone has their hands over different parts of you, and it was like you could feel the vibration just from the energy. It was crazy.
Well, my girlfriend, Charlie, Brenda is a Reiki master, and my girlfriend had two cats, and the cats would just start going crazy. She'd have to, like, put them into a bedroom and lock them up while she was giving people Reiki, and then she'd let the cats out, and the cat would just, like, lay in my lap and just suck up the energy. It's just it's a form of energy work without really being touched, and unless you have it done, you really can't explain it, but it is powerful. It's a powerful tool, for lack of a better word. And you're right, it's similar to massage, but it's not like you're not getting touched. It's all just via energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's interesting is what you said earlier when you said you first try to explain that you need to change your way of thinking because that's how you got to where you are today. Right? And I'm just wondering, you know, where did that come from in your head? I mean, how did you learn to have that willingness to be influenced at such a young age?
I have always been, I guess, a fairly open-minded person. And I mean, not anything about being an achiever or a high achiever, but I'm kind of a good student. Like, I'll just listen to what other people say and consider it and study it. And so when I first started hearing about, like, change your thoughts to change your life, like, I kind of went with it. And it did make sense to me because I can get very depressed if I'm, like, telling a story in my head. And then I'll think, oh, this person doesn't like me, let's say. Oh, this person doesn't like me. We're not friends. I'm never going to be friends with them. And then all of a sudden something happens. They give you a compliment. And then all of a sudden my whole attitude had shifted. And so it did occur to me, do I need, like, outside validation from others or from circumstances? Or if I change my own thinking, maybe that can have some power, and maybe that will help me change my actions, and that will help change the results that I'm seeing. So it kind of just made sense.
That's some pretty perceptive analysis, I would say. Would you agree, Eva?
No, it's absolutely very perceptive. And I like the fact that you then took your own experiences and put them all together in one place. Because as you know, as you were searching, you were open. But there's so much out there, right? There's so much information out there. There's so many books that you can read. There's so many different paths that you can take. And so it's always powerful when you take everything that you've learned and put it all together in one place and say, here, follow these steps, and these will definitely help you because this is how I moved forward in my life.
Yeah, that was my major dilemma after graduation. It was just like I kept reading all of these guys that were giving me options, career options, or like, okay, you've graduated from college. How about you do this for a year? How about you volunteer for a year? And it just didn't seem like by choosing different options, my mentality would change, or it just seemed like running away from my career or changing jobs like would really help me. Like I needed a different kind of method. And so eventually when I kind of figured out my own method, I was like, this, I want to write that book I was looking for.
Yeah, no, this is perfect. You know, I say this a lot, I know, but I really mean it. I think this is a number one bestseller. I think every person in that age group needs to know that it's okay to do what they want, and they need to have a coach at their age in their corner. And I think it's fantastic. We are going to take our second break. We have a lot more to talk about. When we come back, we have a few Facebook questions, and we'll just continue on Lynae's journey as to how she got to where she is today. So this is Corporate Talk with Charlie Neva. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com. The Houston Galveston Women's Business Center Small Business and Entrepreneur Leadership Conference, entitled Entrepreneurship 2.0, Taking Your Business to the Next Level, will be held September 9th through 11th at the Moody Gardens Hotel in Galveston. This event is tailor-made for women entrepreneurs. Breakout sessions will be devoted to leadership, marketing, finance, and technology. Women business owners will have the opportunity to submit business plans, interact directly with lenders, and develop relationships with business owners like themselves. With training sessions, exhibits, and a banquet, this conference provides an exciting opportunity to learn, grow, and network. To find out more or to register, please go to wbea-texas.org or call 713-681-9232.
So you think you're tough enough for a Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Are you concerned about your job, your career, or your future? When you become CARE certified in the workplace, these concerns will be eliminated while your career soars in the process. Up until now, CARE certification was only available through company-sponsored seminars, but now you can become CARE certified in the workplace on your own time. Order Module 1 today and begin the transformation. There's unlimited opportunity in the workplace today, provided you have the right strategy. Becoming CARE certified is the right strategy. For more information and to order, go to charliespeaking.com.
Okay, guys, we are back. This is Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva and our special guest, Lynae Chapman, and we're learning all about Lynae's journey and how to avoid, as you call it, a quarter-life crisis. And I'm just overwhelmed by what we're talking about. And during the break, we were talking, me and Eva, about some other stuff that we want to bring up. But I have some questions, and I like to ask them before I lose them, okay? So this is interesting, and it's my life seems to be on autopilot, almost as if my entire life is already planned, and I don't know who planned it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, what should one do? I mean, do they? I guess the first thing would be to recognize that that's the case, and that's a big first step. that, you know, the years are progressing and you're going through this portion of your life as if it's on autopilot and predetermined for you, right? I guess that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, in certain ways that could be a problem. Well, I think that part of it is as we're going toward our bigger goals, sometimes it comes down to doing certain daily actions repetitively. So I think that sometimes it's a necessary part of achievement, experiencing that process day after day, and it's a part of building a skill set. On the other hand, of course, nobody wants to be living on total autopilot and not thinking about what they're doing. And personally, I think the first thing to do is to start maybe experimenting with small things every day that can make life not be on autopilot. Try taking a different way to or a different route to work, or just taking 10 minutes to go outside instead of eating in the cafeteria at lunch or something like that, because those little actions give you a sense of control over your life. You realize that you do have some say and that, no, there isn't someone else planning it. You really are the one making a lot of the decisions. And so I think those small steps can be a good place to start.
Sort of like, as we say in corporate, the low-hanging fruit, right?
I wanted to add something to that, too, because when you were talking earlier about writing down your values and writing down what it is that you want, but really kind of honing that list, and as you said, going over that list every day, and when you say that, I know that you don't mean going over it for hours at a time. You're talking, you know, take a look at it for 10, 15 minutes out of your day and just keep changing it into what it is that you really want at your core, and not the things that you think you should be doing, but the things that you really want to do. And then from there, you know, in law of attraction speak, it's not that you can think and make your life happen. It's that you think it, you feel it, you want it, and then you take inspired action after it. And I think so many times, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lynnae, but it just seems like when you start reading a career book, or when you start reading books around, you know, what you should do with your career, what you should do when you're starting out, it always has all these different suggestions, but none of the suggestions tends to be, well, first take a minute to think about what it is that you want and then move in that direction and then take this different advice if it really speaks to you, or if it's something that you want in the long term. I mean, don't you find that to be true a little bit? Like, I don't know about in your own journey when you were doing things and you were really kind of sitting back and thinking about what it was that you did. Eventually, you did something.
Yeah.
And it must have come from, like, a place of being inspired.
Yeah, I love that you bring up the concept of inspired action, because so often we do look at those career books and we think, okay, well, then I'm going to do step one. But step one might not. I mean, and there is a time and a place for that. Sometimes if you want to eat, you have to go to the grocery store and get some groceries. Like, it isn't always necessarily a party and fun. But, no, oftentimes there are options, and you might read that list of 10 things to do, and one sounds great, and you just really want to do it, and so you never know also where those actions are going to take you. Like, one time I went into the bookstore just because it wasn't really on my list of things to do. I just really wanted to get a book on how to write HTML. And I wound up not writing a book or finding a book on writing HTML at all. I found Think and Grow Rich. So it's
there you go.
Yeah, which has also been a great help to me. So it's kind of interesting sometimes when we take those inspired actions, it doesn't mean that it's going to make sense all the time. Sometimes we do something and we don't know why we're doing it, and then it does somehow fit into our path.
And it's what you spoke to earlier about just being open and being open to the possibilities and being open to universe helping you. And you know, if you speak in law of attraction speak, it's around that it's a friendly universe.
that the universe is not conspiring against you. It's actually here to help you. But you have to be open and you have to listen. And then you have to go with what can be presented in front of you, kind of like you did. You were looking for an HTML book and ended up with Think and Grow Rich, which put you on a totally different path. I mean, HTML and Think and Grow Rich, not really even in the same section, right? I mean, they're two very, very different books, but you just went with it. And now you're on this path, and you pull together your own Think and Grow Rich for your generation. You pull together your Think and Grow Rich, which is Secrets of a Rock in Life. So I love that. Mm-hmm.
One other comment to that question, and it, for me it is, I guess when you're on autopilot, maybe it's easier, and maybe you fall into that trap. So you need to always be challenging yourself so that that does not happen unless you want it to happen, right?
Yeah.
So I have a couple more questions, and one I can see, it's a good question, but they may not have been paying attention because it says, when did you graduate college? And you mentioned that already, right?
Yeah, yep. I graduated college after 3.5 years, so that's why I graduated in December of 2009.
Excellent. So the question is, where were you emotionally in your process then, and where are you now? I guess it means, what has this done for you, right?
Yeah. Well, back then, I would describe where I was emotionally was hopeless, because I just didn't see any possibility of change, and I felt very disempowered. And I really just thought that my life was getting more dull and depressing, and that there was nothing I could do about it. And I didn't have very good tools to help myself at the time. So I found myself overeating quite a bit and abusing alcohol quite heavily, pretty much as much as I could outside of work. I was just out drinking, which is pretty common in Manhattan. And you can kind of play it off like it's not a big deal. But I knew that for me, it was like a coping mechanism. It wasn't really a healthy thing. It wasn't a celebration. So that was how I was coping at the time. And now, you know what? I still have these moments of quarter-life crisis, and I still have moments of feeling like, is my life getting on autopilot? But I actually react to it as kind of a good thing, because life is such a process, and sometimes that those crises and that moment of, okay, I'm getting bored, my life is on autopilot, those are the moments that inspire us to take different actions. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. And so, you know, now I just have that different perspective, and I just have different tools, because I'm not going to just, I don't know, eat a cheeseburger and drink 10 beers if I'm feeling lousy. I have a whole toolbox of things that I can do to make myself feel better, or to start taking different actions, or whatever the case may be, whatever I'm needing, I feel like I have I'm much better equipped to deal with that. And so those tools are what I'm sharing in the book, because I know what happens when you don't have them, and it's not always a pretty picture.
Yeah, no, that was an excellent answer, because, you know, the way you described hopelessness to others, it could be confusion. It could be intimidation, right? It could be peer pressure. Mm-hmm. It could be all of the above. You know, it could be seeing maybe some of your network of friends off to the races after school, and you're kind of laying back, unsure. It could be all of that. And everything that you offer speaks directly to being able to cope, adapt, and change that position, right? Which I think is fantastic, because I bet it is very, you know, I don't know. I know, Eva, you talk about it when you go back in those days. I didn't have that opportunity, but it must be very challenging at that age coming out of school. Now what, right?
Yeah, and for me it was especially difficult because I was feeling unhappy and felt like I couldn't even own that unhappiness, because the economy was so bad, and I was one of the fortunate few who did have a job. And so I was like, I can't complain about this. I can't feel unhappy about this, because I have what you're supposed to have, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes, and that's another thing that's really interesting. Sometimes we think we know exactly what we want in life, and then we get it, and it doesn't turn out to be exactly what we wanted after all. And so then we, yeah, that's when we start having to do that recalibrating again, more adapting.
That's tricky, right? How much do you fight it, you know, when you realize maybe it's not what I wanted, you know, and that's all the more reason you need the right tools, right, to help with that decision.
The right school, did you say?
The right tools. You know, because if lo and behold, I did not want to be a nurse, right? And we heard that on TV yesterday, someone was saying, you know, but I can't turn this down now after all this time and money. I mean, you know, how do I undo this? And that's where your book comes in handy, and your coaching and your mentoring and the tools you provide. That's my point. My people have help now, where maybe in the past there was none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so this is really good. We're going to come back with our final segment. We're going to talk some more with Lene. We're going to hear about her book and her website and her contact information. And we don't want this opportunity to go by unseized out there. So if you have children in that age group, if you're in that age group, I know we have many listeners. I know I have many LinkedIn contacts. So we're excited. We expect to share the replay of this show. But anyway, we still have one more segment, so stay with us. This is Corporate Talk with Charlie Neva and special guest Lene Chapman. We'll be right back.
Listen to Drastic Steps with Tony Harris every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Get the courage to take drastic steps outside your comfort zone to achieve your dreams. Learn from successful entrepreneurs from around the globe. Overcome obstacles and become unstoppable. A special feature of Drastic Steps is Talk to Tony, where she will offer on-the-spot life and business coaching. The Drastic Steps with Tony Harris show will motivate, inspire, educate, and transform your personal and professional life and move you to greatness.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action. Airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
Are you concerned about your job? Concerned about losing it? Concerned about being repositioned in the workplace? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, or even if you just want to be a part of the workplace improvement revolution, then join the conversation with Charlie and his guests every Monday at 7 p.m. Central on Corporate Talk with Charlie Labosco, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva and our guest, Lene Chapman, and we've got about 10 minutes left. I mean, the hour is just kind of zoomed by, Lene. You know, before we go into any more questions, why don't you give everyone your contact information again? Tell them a little bit about the website. I know that you have a newsletter, and tell them how they can reach you.
Okay, sure. My website is lenechapman.com, so LenneyChapman, and you can come on over and take a look, and I have some resources for if you're going through a quarter-life crisis, one of which is my daily insights that you can sign up for. They're right on the right-hand side of my website. You just enter your name and your email, and then you get, like, these helpful perspective shifting tidbits delivered straight to your email inbox. And then also on my website, I have a link to Amazon where you can buy my ebook, Secrets to a Rockin' Life, if you would like to get some of your own direction after college or pretty much at any point in your life and hear the full method that I developed for developing that life of your dreams.
Right. And, you know, buying the ebook is so much cheaper than getting a therapist or even a career counselor. So, you know, I would definitely start there if you're having trouble figuring out what you want to do with your life, or if your kids are having trouble figuring out what they want to do with their lives. And, you know, I was thinking a little bit about what you said about when you started your career, and you know, I think what happens is college and just that whole environment of college, it kind of pumps you up for your career, and you really are thinking big things for your career, and you're really excited about going into your career. And then when you move into your career, when you first start out, you can't, you know, there's this saying, you can't really see the forest through the trees, because when you first start out, the reality of work hits you square in the eye, and you start to realize that careers are, day-to-day, are not really all that glamorous. And so that's why you have to have the vision that kind of pulls you above all of that, that kind of says, okay, but this is what I really want. And in order for me to get to the next rung of what I really want, I need to do this, this, and this to get there. And some of this may not be fun. And that's kind of what you were speaking to earlier. However, you want to make sure that in the parts where you may not be having a lot of fun, that your eye is still on that final goal. Whereas I think sometimes, you know, we think we wanted something like you said, but if you really don't do that inner work, which is what you're talking about, getting that inner work done on a daily basis, then what you thought you wanted may not have really been what you wanted. And so can you speak to that a little bit? Like, how did that hit you when you first started working and you started realizing, this isn't exactly what I had in mind?
Yeah. Well, as you were saying, sometimes we can't really see the forest for the trees. And even, I do want to say that even in the law of attraction, they mention, you know, when you are going after something, sometimes you have to do something and keep doing it for a while and persist. And there are going to be not fun parts and some disappointments along the way. And that is part of it. So it is important to keep that perseverance. However, sometimes I think what happens is we think about what we want and we only think about one aspect of what we want. And we might forget about every other aspect. And someone might say, to simplify on a grand scale here, I want to make a lot of money, but then they never think about, oh, well, what if I want some time? And they might start this career in investment banking or something and say, don't have any time for a social life or for a family life. And it's like, oh, wait, I didn't forget to factor that into my equation. And so that's why it comes back to being really important to doing the inner work, as you were saying, and thinking about all of the things that you want regularly, so that as you're building that life, you find a situation that suits all of those needs. And yeah, coming out of college, very few of us have it all figured out and all pinned down, and every aspect of life is where we want it. Instead, we're still going through that process of figuring out, these are the things that are important. I need a job situation or a career situation that suits all of these needs.
And what's great about when you're first starting out is that you have a lot of time to make mistakes, right? Because law of attraction is really not that easy. It's really pretty difficult to master, I think. It's like, it's simple, but it's not that easy. And so the concept of it is simple, but like you said, you have to take into account all the different aspects of what it is you're looking for. And I know, like, my first, years ago they called it intuition before they called it law of attraction, and my first intuition teacher in Chicago used to say that, you know, she would, before she was married, she would conjure the perfect guy, and the perfect guy was, he was great looking. He was an incredible dancer. He loved to dance. And so she said, and I found this wonderful looking man that loved to dance. But she said, he loved to dance with me, and he loved to dance with her and with her and with her and with him. And then, you know, she said, I realized I had to change what I was looking for. You know, you have to distill it down. So therefore, I think when you speak to doing that work daily, and thinking about it daily, and then from there taking that inspired action, that, what you write in the book, I think is brilliant, because it really does speak to what there really is work around it. But it's not a lot of work, but it is focused work.
Right. I think it's pretty fun work. I mean, who doesn't want to think about what they want? But
Right. It's you daydreaming. Right? I mean, it's, you know, when you were in school and you'd look out the window and you'd start thinking about your career and what you wanted, and you'd get lost in that thought. And that's what I think is really cool. When you know that you're in the right zone, when you're lost in thought and you've got a smile on your face and you're just in this zone where everything's like looking great and you're like, yeah, I want to get back here, you know?
Yeah, and the only trouble is that people stop doing that a lot of times because they no longer think it's possible. As a kid, you think anything is possible and you can choose any career. And then you get into this limiting mentality as an adult sometimes, just thinking, I don't have these options anymore. I can't do anything I want. And so that's when they stop daydreaming altogether. And that's where the problem is, and that's what I'm talking about. Okay, let's change our thinking a little bit, and let's get back into that state of, okay, anything is possible here.
And I guess after a while, once it becomes common practice, the 10 minutes a day will help that along, right? It'll help identify that. So you're working it every single day. So the fire doesn't necessarily burn out. It's almost like a vitamin, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then over time, you'll see that list of things that you want changing, but you'll also see some of the same items repeating. And those are the ones that you'll know, okay, this is really important to me. This is something I really do want.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, Lene, what's on the horizon for you? Any plans? Any new books?
Well, probably will have a book coming out later in 2013, but I don't have details on it yet. So if anyone would like to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Lene Chapman, or keep visiting my website, or find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Lene Chapman. And I would love to keep you posted on the details of that as they become ready.
Excellent. You know, like you say, you know, you're in it now, right? So you're a teammate. So our listeners and their families, we hope to be contacting you to learn from your experiences, you know, as will me and Eva, because, you know, we're of the age where, you know what, sometimes there's nothing you can do, is a common phrase that we say. So maybe we need to tap into some of this as well and shift our thinking in a more positive way, you know. So I think you're right, it can help us all, absolutely.
Yep, I have to keep reminding myself every day.
It does. It takes that little bit of work.
So, Eva, anything else for Lene? You know, we're going to be in New York in August. If it would be great if we can meet. You know, just hearing that you're in New York makes us want to come back. And someday we will. You know, we just need a buyer.
Definitely. I will be here. So, say you're coming in August, definitely get in touch and we could do something, meet up. It's very hot here, but it's a lovely place to visit, as you know.
Yes. Excellent. So this has been a fantastic hour with you. Can we just share the book one more time? Hold on. LeneChapman.com?
Yep. Go right to my website, and there is a link that takes you on over to Amazon where you can get the e-book.
Excellent.
And the ebook is Secrets to a Rocking Life. And then don't forget to sign up, too, for your daily insights. So that's your little vitamin shot every day, which I think is a great idea.
Yes.
So, Lene, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Carly and Eva, thank you both so much. It has been a lovely hour, and I am just so grateful to have had the opportunity to come talk with you guys.
Yeah, and as are we, and
we
will definitely keep in touch. So thank you so much, and we'll speak to you soon.
All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Lene. Bye.
Bye.
So, Eva, you know, you see that you get inspired, right? You get inspired by the people behind us, right?
I do, and, you know, I have to admit that there's a little bitty part of me that gets jealous because I want to start all over again. I want to come out of college now, but I want to have law of attraction under my belt now like I do now, and I want to have all the different tools, and I'd be covering myself in crystals and getting a little Reiki every week instead of going to therapy.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
It would have been a lot better.
It's okay to do what you want. What I like about Lene is her message is positive and hopeful. It's inspiring. I tell you, when we go to New York, we're going to be sharing that message with some in our network because I think they can benefit from her, and I can't wait to, you know, have them meet her. So that would be a good thing. So this has been a great show, and as usual, Eva, great job, and we'll see everyone next week.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining.
You've been listening to Corporate Talk with Charlie DeBosco, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.